conference is being recorded.
Satnam, everybody. We are in Aquarius. Yes, welcome to the Aquarian Age. Welcome to the sign of Aquarius. January 22nd, master number 211, 2013. Wow. We were just briefly talking about the Aquarian Age, what it means, what's happening now, the appearance of Saint Germain, redistribution of wealth, many different topics which all have to do with flow, with the Aquarius. The water bearer, and Aquarius is the water, the symbol of flow. So water is the symbol of flow, so it can be the flow of whatever it is that's been basically not flowing. So whatever hasn't been flowing for the greater good, because the archetype of Aquarius is community. So Yogi Bhajan used to say, I, we, thee, that our consciousness moves from individual consciousness to group consciousness to divine or cosmic consciousness. So that's what we have with Aquarius. We have the 11th house, which means community, moving into the greater consciousness. So we have the flow beginning to move, so for resources for everyone, for the community, moving out of the individual ego to that which serves the whole. That is the basic energy that we're working with right now. We're looking at how we can bring these divine qualities onto the planet, onto the community of planet Earth, and how the influence of Aquarius through our individual or personality self, through our community self, to our divine self, can take us out of the ignorance of the Kali Yuga into the awareness of the Sat Yuga, or the awareness of the divine, which is the biggest part of ourselves. It is who we are. It's our thought, our true identity. So this whole shift of ages, this whole shift of consciousness from the Piscean to the Aquarian Age, as I said, from the Kali Yuga to the Sat Yuga, has to do with, I wanted to say reformatting, reframing. Reframing our identity based on our divine nature, our thought, the truth of who we really are, that which is unchanging, the Sat Yuga, that age which illumines the truth of our divinity. So with Aquarius, moving into the sign of Aquarius, in the Aquarian Age, we have a chance to quantum leap forward into this consciousness and to share in the blessing of spreading this divine consciousness through the element of the water bearer, or it can also mean energy, around the whole planet. So the water bearer, the sign for Aquarius, is the symbol is the being that's pouring water onto the earth. So we can also think of this as pouring consciousness, pouring the flow of the divine onto earth. And you've probably been receiving this in your meditations, and I'd like to hear more about that. But for me, I was meditating the other day with some friends, and I was just moving into meditation, and the message I got when I was still, I was listening, you know, Mother, what is it that you want from me? And what I got, such a divine, energetic, strong kinesthetic feeling of, I want you to receive my blessing. And I just felt so literally washed with the blessing of the mother energies. I just felt that the mother was just wanting, it was, you know, me, but all of us, to just take a moment and receive the frequency of being in the state of grace, being blessed. And the blessing was the feeling of flow. It was an alive, it was an active, it was a moving blessing. It was an energy that was coming through me. So that was an interesting, I would say, Aquarian experience, just receiving the flow of the blessings from the mother. So it was an experience of being present to that, an experience of non-doing, but yet it had the flow of Aquarius, the flow of the water bearer pouring water from an urn onto the earth. So this is what's happening right now as we move into this archetype of Aquarius. We move into these frequencies. So in its divine aspects, water is a symbol of truth or the eternal reality, and it's the source of all manifestation. If we think that all life came from the ocean, and without water there is no life. We always hear about how we're exploring all these different planets and they're finding water under the ice. I heard something, but I think I was half asleep about on Mars, they found these deep, frozen pockets of water way, way under the surface. So they're always looking for, NASA, whoever's exploring, is looking for these pockets on planets, looking for the water out of which life springs. So we're looking during this time for that divine life to spring forth, to bring divinity forth. So the water suggests unity, it suggests purity, it suggests motion, it suggests connection. So we're looking for that during this time, the flow of divine connection being poured onto the earth. And we're looking for that knowledge, the divine knowledge, and that which inspires us, and that which takes us into that experience of being one with the divine, and feeling the infinity of our own soul connected with the infinity of the divine. We're also looking for that experience of how we can participate in the oneness of the divine, how we can bring our individual gifts to the collective. So it was interesting. It was actually a video on Netflix about the bees, and I'm sure you've heard this, and we've talked about it before, but the pesticides, how the pesticides are killing the bees. They get confused and they can't get back to their hives. But if you have Netflix, just look up a documentary about the bees. It's how they work together. It was so interesting. How they work together in a collective for the hive. I thought it was so interesting. I thought it was such a symbol of the Aquarius archetype, how all the bees work together, and they don't have individual personalities, but it's just interesting. It was interesting how everything about what they do is they work as one unit. The hive is actually a unit, even though there's millions of bees in one hive. So being connected with that experience of being one with the divine is what we have an opportunity to experience during this Aquarian energy. And just as each individual bee in the hive does their own part to make the honey, we as a part of the divine or a handmaiden or hand person, not be gender specific, to be part of the divine, you can think of ourselves as being what piece of the divine can I bring through that contributes to the greater good. So we're going to think about one piece. It can be very overwhelming. A kind of, you know, downside of the Aquarian energy could be trying to be everything to all people and not really focusing on what our talents and abilities are. So the individual bees and the beehives aren't thinking like, oh, I'm not making enough honey or I'm not doing this well enough. So we really need to get out of that mentality of that sort of fearful, ego-based mentality of the Piscean age where we're all competing and, oh, I got a better grade on my test than you did. We're so trained to individuate and compete. Well, the Aquarian energy in the Aquarian age is really more how can we contribute and express what the divine, what the mother wants to bring through us. So how can we serve the mother? How can we be one of the 12 hands of Lakshmi? Can we have rooftop bees in our house or in our yard? Or I think I mentioned last week I watched also a beautiful documentary about the monarch butterflies, and it was on the IMAX theater here in San Diego. And the monarch butterfly lays its eggs on milk thistle. And there's also certain plants, once it's become a butterfly, that it likes to eat. And they had in that movie, someone had planted a butterfly garden in their yard. I think it was in Canada somewhere. And it was so beautiful. They had all these monarch butterflies just flying around their garden. So that's an example. You know, mother, how can I be your handmaiden? What could I do? It could be planting a garden for the butterflies, or it could be having a sanctuary for bees. So what we're talking about is bringing this divine energy into manifestation, and that's where we as humans come into play. So we don't have to fall into the pitfall of thinking we have to become some sort of, I don't know what, impossible figure, you know, like walking on water or something, to experience our divinity, to merge back into the divine. It just has to do with us asking the mother in the moment, mother, how can I be in service to the divine? Then once we become a part of and serve the divine and merge, that's what creates our merging with the divine, where we don't feel separate from. So when everybody expresses their creative genius, which is part of the Aquarian archetype, we think of lots of inventors were Aquarians, like Ben Franklin. So when we, and Thomas Edison. So when we think about how we can reinvent ourselves to be in service to the divine and bring our creative genius to serve the greater good, whether it's butterflies or bees or the collective or, you know, whatever it happens to be, when we're serving the divine, now we actually become part of the divine. We become the manifestation part of the infinite. Now we merge into the divine. So it's a pretty important distinction, since we're so trained to think we have to become superhuman, we have to get the best grades in class, or whatever, you know, the specific conditioning was that makes us feel that, you know, we're never good enough and all those kinds of ego-based thinking. So this is a really opportunity to maybe journal or think about or notice when we have those thoughts that make us feel separate from our own divine nature, and know that just sit in meditation and breathe. And I just sat, and I had, when I received the message to receive my blessings, I just sat in meditation with my spine straight, my palms opened, and literally felt that I was receiving these higher frequencies, so to speak, these blessings of the mother. And the energy of Aquarius is actually a high frequency energy. So it can make you feel like kind of nervous or anxious. And that's where it is. Maybe you can practice the breath of compassion that we've been working with, or you can take a walk, or pet your animal, or, you know, water a plant, something that's very earth-based to ground these high-frequency Aquarian energies. So that's really important, so that you don't feel too anxious during this time, to really feel what would ground in these high-frequency energies. What can you do to ground in these frequencies, to bring these energies into the body? And then that would be you pouring out the knowledge from your higher self onto the earth to share with the earth, to share with others. So the water also represents intuition. So it's a good time to tune in to your intuitive nature, to your third eye, connected with your heart, the breath of compassion, the third eye connected with the heart. How can I bring my love onto the planet? And it could be, as I said, taking a walk and deep breathing and just appreciating the beauty around you. It's not too cold to take a walk. Appreciating the snow around you. bringing that purity of mind through your energy field and just holding that field. Since Aquarius is an air sign, and you can hold that purity, that frequency, that pure field in your aura, in your energetic body. Aquarius is a social sign. It's a sign of community. It's a sign of getting together, as we are on this call today. It's that feeling of unity. Hey, we're all in this together, like the beehives. They don't even have a thought that they're not in this together. So we can meditate upon that image of the beehive and protecting the bees, bringing the bees back, supporting the bees. It's a really good Aquarian expression. Aquarian is powerful, it's magnetic, so it's a good time to think about what you want to magnetize into your life, more of your divinity, more of your purity, or what you want to magnetize for others, what you want to bring through onto the planet. And the Aquarian energy, again, has to do with intuition because it's an air sign, so it has to do with a strong sense of self and also a strong sense of others. So you might be feeling especially sensitive to what others are thinking or feeling around you. And just know it's a good time to do, what we call like ego eradicator. I'm sure everybody knows that. But you put your arms up 60 degrees and breath of fire to really build up your aura. This is a good time to build up your magnetic field and hold that frequency when you go out. Even if you're just going out to the grocery store, do 3 minutes of something to build up your aura before you go into the group field. Then you'll be uplifting those around you rather than taking on, so to speak, lower frequencies or negative energies. Aquarius also has to do with the air element and the collective. It has to do with how can we connect with the divinity? How can we connect with our own divine nature? It has to do with the quest for the Holy Grail. And this is characterized by different mythological stories, such as the last few days of Christ's life and the story of the Parsifal story, the different myths. Basically, it's where the pure knight is in search of his soul. So it can also be called the dark night of the soul. And the reason that this knight or holy person goes on the quest for the Holy Grail is to save the kingdom. So this is the most important archetypical knowledge and energy and mythology that Aquarius brings to us. The desire to save the kingdom, which in the stories is part infertile and dying. And the king has lost his vigor, physical, spiritual, and mental. And the because of that, the kingdom is fading away. So Parsifal, the Christ, they go on a search for the Holy Grail. So what is the Holy Grail? And that's just what we've been talking about. The Holy Grail is the search for our soul, the search for our purity, the search for our divinity. And when we can find that, when that is found, then the kingdom can be saved. And this is the exact period of time that we're in right now in history or herstory, where we're in search of that which is pure, that which is unifying, that which brings the divinity back to life on the earth, on the planet, so we can save the kingdom, so we can save the planet and bring the planet back to life, bring the bees back to life, and make the planet again a pure and safe place to live. So at the beginning of the Aquarian Age, in the sign of Aquarius, with the full moon coming up in Leo this weekend, breath of compassion, connecting our intuition with our heart, we're on a journey, on a quest to save the planet, to save the earth, to save the kingdom. Our quest at this moment is the quest for the Holy Grail, to find the divine, to save our souls, to save the soul of the earth and of others, and to connect that with all of community and all of humanity.
Goddess basically speaks to what we are doing at this time. So the spiritual influence of this archetype of Aquarius, the way we realize that is through, is living through the Holy Grail, living through this search, living through this archetype. And for every person, it means, where is our creative genius, and how can we pull that through? So we've been talking about some of those different ways. We've been talking about finding what it is in you, maybe in every moment. Maybe it's a project, or maybe it's, as I said, it's just in that moment of doing an exercise set to magnetize your aura so that when you go out in the world or you're leading a group, you are the one whose aura uplifts the group. So let's just go ahead and take a breath and just feel that completion and that connection that we are the thought, the truth, the divine beings. We are divine beings. That is our true nature. And we don't have to become divine. We only are here to serve the divine. That's the important distinction that we're talking about right now. Become handmaidens, so to speak, of the divine. Then we can experience the Holy Grail of Aquarius and be liberated into our divinity, out of our conditioned self, conditioned to feel separate from, conditioned to feel less than, all those ego thoughts that we might have. So that's where we are right now. We are in this, a very important archetypical moment in the changing of ages in the sign of Aquarius. So go ahead and let's go ahead and breathe. Breathe into the third eye, into the heart, and feel that geometrical configuration, that triangulation. Feel that breath. Beautiful, beautiful. Good, good. Experience your divine nature. That stillness, that calm place that's always there. Good. Just be with that, deep breathing into that. Breathe into that. I'm just setting my iPod up for chanting. And my iPod wants to be stuck on a certain chant. There we go. So just keep breathing. Okay, that's it. I'm feeling that. And just feel the tantric transmission we have. Oh, wow. I'm feeling Saint Germain. I was saying we have Yogi Bhajan with us. Yes, we do. Also feeling Saint Germain. So feel that flow of divinity, flow of wealth around the planet. Feel the Ascended Masters working with us right now, which is what they are. They're thanking us. They're opening up a state of grace for us. Good. Okay, there you go. And the chant that they're asking us to do today is Wahe Guru, Wahe Geo. I didn't even know what one it was going to be until they let me know. It took me a minute to queue it up because I asked before the call, but I didn't get the information until right now. So Wahe Guru, Wahe Geo. Open up to that experience of the divine, experience of ecstasy. They're opening up a state of grace for us. So move into that in your meditation. Why did you?
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Satnam.
Satnam.
Bye.